Philadelphia police buried one of their own yesterday. Officer Chuck Cassidy was shot and killed during a robbery last week. His death reminds us of Philadelphia's recent trouble with gun violence, and also that officials across the country are reporting a spike in the number of the officers killed in the line of duty. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Hundreds of Philadelphia police officers in their dress blues filed into the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. They came to say goodbye to Officer Chuck Cassidy.
We remember how you loved us to your death.
Cassidy was a 25-year veteran of the police force and a husband and father. According to his brother-in-law, Tony Conti, Cassidy was an unassuming man who would have hated all the attention.
This is a guy who avoided the spotlight. Do you have any idea what he's saying right now about this? The words coming out of his mouth right now, "I'm sorry, Father," probably could not be repeated in this situation.
Cassidy's death has shaken a city that already has the highest murder rate of any major city in the country. Outside the cathedral, hundreds of ordinary citizens gathered to watch the funeral mass on a giant television screen. Cleo Brown stopped by on her lunch hour to pay her respects.
The way it was done, the way he was killed, I think it shook everybody up because you figure if it happened to a police officer, it can happen to anyone. Yes, and that's how bad and what's going on in the city.
Officer Chuck Cassidy was the third Philadelphia police officer shot in a four-day span last week, but the only one to die of his wounds. He walked in on a robbery at a Dunkin' Donuts. The shooter, 21-year-old John Lewis, was later arrested in Miami after a nationwide manhunt. At a news conference announcing the capture, Miami Police Chief John Timoney said what happened to Cassidy is not unique.
This year, for the first time in 18 or 19 years, there has been a huge increase in the killings of police officers across the United States. This is a trend that began the second part of last year and has continued unabated throughout this year. The Philadelphia police officer, in this case, Officer Charles Cassidy, just the most recent victim.
One of the biggest concerns we have is the increase in officers killed by gunfire.
Craig Floyd is the chairman of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which tracks police killings. He says the number of gun-related deaths had been falling steadily since the 1970s. This year, it's up almost 40%.
Some are pointing to a more brazen, cold-blooded criminal element on the streets of our country. And I think there is some evidence to support that.
Last year, there were 400 homicides in Philadelphia, the most here in a decade. Tina Odom hopes the high-profile killing of Officer Chuck Cassidy will finally create the political will to do something about it.
We're all just about sick of all this violence we've had in our city, and we want to see an end come to it. And unfortunately, losing someone like this, this is where it brings it all home.
Philadelphia's mayor-elect Michael Nutter was swept into office on an anti-crime ticket. He's promised to introduce major changes in the way the city is policed, starting with hundreds of additional officers on the streets. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.